That's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all my pillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Science, technology, engineering, and math are becoming very popular among K-12 students all across the country. Take this example. The federal government is offering a $1.45 million grant to lure University of Pacific students majoring in STEM to teach at schools where there's a shortage of STEM teachers. Matthew Stanley is a professor of history of science at New York University's Gatlin School of Individualized Study. He says science is certainly becoming more popular these days.
Well, it's true that, you know, we're nowadays sort of tech culture and geek culture is popular in a way. It certainly never was when I was younger, not that I'm bitter. I think there's an important distinction between the appeal of technology that's very widespread now and science per se. So I still get a lot of students who come to me and say, well, I'm just no good at science, or I don't like science. And what they mean by that is in third grade they had a bad science teacher, or their seventh grade teacher told them they weren't good at science. So there's this sort of it's okay to talk about not liking science in a way that's not always true for other subjects too. So that's something I think we really have to work on, is literally just to make it okay to be passionate about science.
For more, make sure you check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. This week we have two amazing interviews, one with author Jan Marshall to discuss the comic aspects of relationships and technology, and also with Carol Corr to discuss what humorous aspects there are to caregiving for an elderly or disabled person. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. This week, we speak with Jan Marshall. She is the author of Dancin' Schmancin' with the Scars, Finding the Humor No Matter What. You can find out more at authorjanmarshall.com, and we're going to spend some time delving into the foibles of the digital world. Jan, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, I love the gifts and the money, and how could I be? Yeah.
Yes, we deliberately decided to flaunt all of the payola rules that are traditionally in place because you are such an amazing and transcendent guest.
Well, that is true. And the drone was a nice touch.
Yes, yes, and we specifically eliminated the predator aspect of that so that there wouldn't be any even perceived threat on your part, because we are that close. I need to consult you about a couple of things, because clearly you have an expertise that I need to avail myself of. I am just on the wrong side of the digital divide. I graduated from high school using nothing more than a typewriter in terms of technology. But by the time I got to college, the internet exploded, and I got second-degree burns. What is your experience with this, and how do you deal with the incredible proliferation of technology? I mean, I'm around 40, and I find it difficult to keep up. My eldest daughter is on the verge of turning 16. She is thoroughly inculcated in this world, although we kept her from the world of cell phones until the ripe old age of 13. And but she is well versed in that world, much more so than her parents. How do we survive this age?
Well, you could call my granddaughter, who's four.
Oh,
he helps me all the time.
There you go.
Text is about 180 words a minute because she has these tiny little fingers. And how could a grown-up actually sit on those keys? It's interesting.
Yes.
My first experience was Dixie cups. You know, you have a Dixie cup, I have a Dixie cup. Yeah. But more recently, my downfall, my nemesis, was Siri. Right. I got a smartphone. Mm-hmm. Well, we call it a smart-ass phone here. I started to use those words. I will send myself to bed without dessert. But,
be careful, otherwise we are going to send that predator drone after you.
Yeah, I don't want to get into trouble. I don't want to, look, you would be the one to get into trouble. You know, what can they do to me? Nobody has my address. I'm in an undisclosed location. Well,
that's
the
it.
Thing is, I got a cell phone from my kids as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It was a smart. The first one was a Droid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you ever hear of that? Oh my God! First of all, the first it used to have a sound. Instead of a ring, it would go Droid.
I remember that.
Right.
That was only 5 years ago, but it also already, it seems like ancient history somehow.
Right, the 1800s. Mm-hmm. But so I eventually, it was just too difficult for me. I even went to their classes that they offered.
Mm-hmm.
And what thrilled me was that all these young people were in the class, and they didn't know it either.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually my kids got me the cell phone, the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when life changed for me. I met Siri.
Right.
Siri was about to destroy me. Yes. Yes, this is the truth. We just don't get along. Number one, she does not get me.
Right.
Nothing I say does she understand.
Uh-huh.
Well, once in a while. I asked for a location, you know, which you can do with this. Siri's like your secretary. And I said, could you find me a Thai restaurant? And she said, a shirt tie? No. How about a tie for your shoe? No. I want a Thai restaurant. And she says, you know, you're disgusting. I don't even know you, and you're talking about your thighs. I think I'm going to have to get rid of you. So now we're going for a Well, we're going for marriage counseling, if you must know. And it's getting a little better, except this morning she asked for a coffee break, and then she wants to borrow my car. So it's a dilemma, you know?
Yeah. When we get to the point where we have to seek professional counseling in order to communicate with our own technology, you really realize that things have just gone way too far. We're speaking with Jen Marshall. She is the author of Dansen Schmansen with the Scars, Finding the Humor No Matter What. You can find out more at authorjanmarshall.com. And this carries over into actual human relationships, too. My wife and I met at an age when cell phones were bigger than laptops are now.
Really?
Yeah, but it was back in the mid 90s, and when we went to college, people were the internet was coming into play finally, but people didn't carry cell phones around with them ubiquitously. And we've gone back to the campus of the college where we met, and now everybody's like on their phone constantly, and you're lucky if you get them to look up every once in a while, and you have to be very careful driving, as a matter of fact, as a result. But sometimes we'll be in the same room now, both on our smartphones, sometimes even texting each other. How can people get relationships back with actual people instead of screens? That's my question.
Well, one of the things is at dinner you could tape your phone to your forehead.
That's fantastic. I love that.
She has to look up. She has to look up to read what you said. You can do voice texting, and she'll look up there. Yeah. I've had my own issues, too. I started internet dating. I'm a swinging single. Well, not one out of two. I'm single. And I went online, and, you fill out this profile. You ask for what you want, supposedly. You tell them your life. So I asked for a tall guy, and this man comes to the door on stilts. And, he was very, very nice, and actually we had a pretty hot, wonderful relationship, but I had to quit him because I kept getting splinters in my thigh. So that didn't work. Then I met, they have schlemiels on wheels. Schlemiel is a jerk.
Right.
And, at 4 o'clock he shows up because for the early bird thing, and he's on a skateboard. His profile said 60, he was 90.
Uh-huh.
And not that there's anything wrong with that. It just would have been nice to have a little more. Since I told him I was a tall, thin blonde, but actually I'm a chubby little brunette. But anyway, that's irrelevant. And so, it was, I had to hold on to his jacket as he took his skateboard to the early bird special, which is not appealing to me. What is the early bird special? Birds get worms. I don't think that's good advertising, but that's none of my business. But that never stopped me. And so the last one, it really worked out. He was just a wonderful man. And one evening when we were intimate, and I whispered in his ear, "Darling, are you comfortable?" And with an accent. He never had an accent, but all of a sudden he said, "Well, I make a living." I thought it was so funny. I laughed so much I fell off the bed. And then I hurt my back. However, as we know, in the spiritual world, everything works out. I am now dating my chiropractor.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll be back in a moment with Jan Marshall. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
Mike Hewitt here. It's more than time we get the investigation of the investigators on the front burner. Not for retribution, Americans have had enough of their representatives weaponizing the law, the FBI, the media, and the Department of Justice in total to serve themselves rather than all citizens. The era of politics over justice has got to end. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, we've got to stand together and demand this. Let's find the wrongdoers without consideration of partisanship, class distinction, wealth, power, political position, and provide them with the due process our Constitution guarantees. If they're charged, tried, and found guilty, sentence them with the same blind justice. Follow the law. It's truly that simple. Anything less should be unacceptable to everyone. Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
Now it's the news. I'm Derek Blair, and we're speaking with Jan Marshall. The world of technology kind of enables us in our ability to tell those little white lies that we tend to put out there when we're initially forming a relationship. And to have a white lie enabling device that we carry everywhere with us in our pockets, I'm not necessarily sure that's a good thing.
Well, it's good for us to know about the other person, but we don't want them to know about us, for goodness sake, do we?
That's right. As far as I'm concerned, let the cell phones work it out, and then we'll have a relationship and keep it on that level.
Right. I like that. I like that idea. It's their problem, and let them figure it out. If
exactly.
You want them to grow as phones,
Yeah, I think they'll have the best relationship with each other. We're speaking with Jan Marshall. She is the author of Dancin' Schmancin' with the Scars, Finding the Humor No Matter What. One more thing I want to address. I know you've got your title, and the cover of your book alludes to Dancin' with the Stars. And there's so many like game show and reality shows out there today, and my wife is a huge fan of them, speaking of relationships, and I tend to be a bit of an old fuddy-duddy when it comes to that. I'm a big fan of either sitcoms or scripted television, but she's into all these like reality shows like Dancing with the Stars or even Naked and Afraid, which is just kind of beyond me. And you know, it seems to me that I can be naked and afraid in my own home without watching a couple of other people do it out in the middle of the woods. So what's the point as far as I'm concerned?
I agree with you. I'm not into those reality shows. Lately, I've been watching The Comedians with Billy Crystal and Josh Platt. It is so good. I love humor, too. But alluding to the stars, it's about dancing with life no matter what. I've been through hell and back. I've got things that, goodness, if these lips could talk, but it's in the book. And how I survived, and also because I'm a humorologist and a clinical hypnotherapist, I have tips and techniques in the book besides the satire on how to get through anything.
Well, that's
And so if your listeners are interested in hearing or reading about more humor, they can go to the website or on Facebook and other things. So we have a lot of humor all over the place because I believe in humor and healing. I was founder of the International Humor and Healing Institute. And Steve Allen was on my board, and I was on his his radio shows. Yeah. So humor is the whole thing about getting through life, not the whole thing.
In a little bit, we're going to be speaking with Carol Kaur. The topic of the conversation that we're going to be having is all about caregivers and finding the humor in order to get you through that. And it sounds like with respect to what you're doing, finding the difficulties in your life and making an effort to heal those with humor is really an essential part of what you do.
Yes. I think the slogan is, look, this stuff is going to happen, as George Carlin has said. It's going to happen. You're going to have, you know, a flat tire. It's going to be raining on your big party or everything. Your nail's going to break. That's a real tragedy. But it's going to happen. And once you know that in between all the stuff that's going to happen, that's just normal, natural things and, you know, having a life, in between, I believe there's not a shred of evidence that life is serious. So I hope that people understand that.
I think you're right. I think that both comedians and scientists agree that there's nothing serious about what occurs in this life or possibly the next. We've been speaking with Jan Marshall. She is the author of Dancin' Schmancin' with the Scars, Finding the Humor No Matter What. Please visit her website at authorjanmarshall.com. Check out her book and find out lots of great information about her and her work there. Jan, thank you so much for being with us today. Pleasure speaking with you.
Actually, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And now more of the strange news of the week. Hillary Clinton is offering her famous trend to the masses. The one piece that garnered the most attention in the former Secretary of State's campaign store is the everyday pantsuit tee. The website describes the red top, which sells for $30, as bringing a whole new meaning to casual Friday. A pantsuit up tagline is written on the back of the novelty shirt, and shop.hillaryclinton.com reminds buyers that a pantsuit bottom is not included. Don't forget that part. Indian police say they have detained a pigeon suspected of being a Pakistani spy after it was found to have a message stamped on its body. Punjab police say a 14-year-old boy in Manwal, a village close to the Pakistani border, brought the pigeon to a police station when he noticed it bore a stamped message on its wing feathers written in Urdu, the official language of Pakistan, and a Pakistani phone number. The pigeon's feathers also reportedly bore the seal of a Pakistani district in Pakistan's Punjab province. Officers at the Bamiyal police post dubbed the bird a suspected spy in a diary report. Before Marilyn Mosby was a prosecutor in the Freddie Gray case, she made her first public court appearance on Judge Judy. As a college student, Mosby visited the reality court television show to resolve a dispute with a neighbor. According to the Baltimore Sun, the neighbor trashed her apartment while she was away on summer break, knocking down the door, leaving cigarette burns on the walls, and a disgusting mess in the bathtub. Judge Judy ruled in Mosby's favor, awarding the plaintiff $1,731.90 that she had asked for to cover the damages. A Netherlands public broadcaster shared a clip of its video drone being smacked out of the sky by an aggressive goose. The clip was shared on YouTube, and the Egyptian goose apparently saw the drone as a rival when it was flying over the Oderpolder area of Alkmaar. The bird came in low to knock the device out of the sky. The drone did not appear to be seriously damaged and was able to make a relatively smooth landing. A Seattle couple said a burglar stole a pair of sunglasses from their car but ignored something far more valuable, a $1 million winning Powerball ticket. The couple, who requested anonymity, said they forgot to check the numbers on their Powerball ticket after it failed to win the $350 million jackpot in February's drawing. "We didn't even think about a second chance prize," the couple told Washington Lottery's officials. They said the ticket sat in the car for about 3 months. "Someone broke into our car a few weeks ago and stole a pair of sunglasses," the couple said. "The stolen sunglasses were actually sitting atop the winning ticket." What a close call. The couple checked the numbers on the ticket on May 14th and discovered they had won $1 million second chance prize. Well, we already popped a bottle of champagne. We're also planning a trip to Paris and Iceland for this year. "Other than that, I think we'll just take care of our house," the couple said. Up next, we speak with Carol Kerr. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
I'm Will Flitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
So you sit down and you do your budget and you look at all your monthly costs, your bills, your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would help? What would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. And that is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And it works. No wonder more than 400,000 people are doing this now. And look, whether you're single or married or you have kids, this can make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. Just think what you could do with $500 a month. That can cover a car payment or payback loans or whatever. Join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Find out more. The MediShare people are so easy to talk to. They can answer any questions. They're super friendly. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's looking forward to Attorney General William Barr declassifying documents related to the start of the Russia investigation.
So everything that they need is declassified, and they'll be able to see how this hoax or witch hunt started and why it started. It was an attempted coup or an attempted takedown of the President of the United States.
The president speaking to reporters before heading off to Japan in Air Force One. Officials in Oklahoma held a news conference on Friday to provide an update on the flooding along the Arkansas River. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum.
The elevation of the Arkansas was projected to be at 23 feet in Tulsa. That's what so much of the mapping that we've put out there has shown and been based on. In reality, it's measuring in at 22.22 feet.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This HouseSmarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Whether you're dreaming of a new patio or need to replace the deck, don't delay booking a pro for your projects. Their schedules tend to fill up quickly in the summer. And before you sign that contract, though, be sure to take time to research who you're hiring. Read reviews online, ask for references, and always get at least three bids. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up from our store right to your door. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale happening now only at Ace.
Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. If there's one thing that is more crazy-making than the current political environment in the United States, it is the fact that there are 65 million people providing unpaid care for the elderly or disabled in America, and that number is growing really fast. With us to discuss this topic is Carol Kaur. She is the president and founder of Carol Care and the author of 50 Sanity Saving Tips for Caregivers. For more information, you can go to carolcare.net. Carol, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Derek. I really appreciate it.
Sure. So tell us, who are these 65 million people? How much work are they doing? And why haven't they all received presidential medals of freedom yet?
Well, I think we're all going to receive our medals maybe in the afterlife or something here. But these 65 million people, many of them are baby boomers. And those 65 million people collectively are actually giving now the number has increased, over $420 billion of free care,
wow,
in most cases to their elderly loved ones and to family members that have disabilities.
That's an enormous amount of money just economically, and you wonder why you don't hear that information more often in the discussion of health care, national health care systems, Obamacare, et cetera, because it really is an enormous number and an enormous factor in how the rubber meets the road in terms of how the elderly and the disabled get care outside of the medical system. I mean, really, if you think about it, the medical system, the full medical system, is not taken into account because there are these people who do it for free. And yet all we hear about is the paid system. How is it that there's not more attention on this?
Well, honestly, I think when it comes to caregivers, I think caregivers kind of get thrust into this job of caregiving. And, you know, you're going along just swell and mom's still driving. And the next thing you know, she falls and breaks a hip. And now you're a caregiver. So it kind of comes upon us without a lot of planning. And So then when you finally are done caregiving, most people are so excited they're done with that process, and certainly the bittersweet thought that their loved one may have passed away. But at the end of the day, I think they're so exhausted, they just move back, try to find some normalcy back in their own lives. And I think the other thing is, I think the government's so darn excited we're all given this free care, they don't want to share that secret.
No, I hear you on that. And speaking of which, I mean, we know that politicians aren't great planners. We see what's going on with the budget battles over the course of the last few years. So we know that prior preparation is not their strong suit necessarily. Yeah. But almost everyone at some point in their lives encounters this, either directly or perhaps by seeing a sibling engage in the care of their elderly parent or a relative who engages in the care of their disabled child. If this is such a universal problem, why is it that no comprehensive political means has been used to address it in almost any way?
Well, I think there's a lot of other issues. You know, as we all well know, there's a whole bunch of things going on, and a lot of issues that bubble to the surface politically, and everybody certainly has their own agenda. I do know that there are a few legislators who actually have finally or just recently taken this on, and are sort of beginning the fight for caregivers and for caregivers' rights and for the well-being of caregivers, because I think they're starting, and they most likely have been caregivers themselves, and so they understand the situation. What I find, Derek, is that, you know, really honestly, until you are a caregiver, until you've actually walked in those shoes, it's really hard to understand the toll that it takes on your life and on your health and on your finances, on your relationships with the other people in your family. And so people just, I think that's part of it. Until you actually have lived it, you just really don't understand what a huge issue this is. And it's going to get bigger with all the baby boomers getting older.
We're speaking with Carol Kaur. She is the president and founder of Carol Care and the author of 50 Sanity Saving Tips for Caregivers. Let's take a step back and delve a little bit deeper into what you were just addressing. What specifically is, or what certainly can be, the financial and personal impact on an individual caregiver?
Well, caregivers, unfortunately, you know, you're just moving along. You've got your full-time life, and then, as I said, you know, suddenly something happens. Mom falls and breaks her hip, and the next thing you know, you're a caregiver. So you already had a full life. Now you have another full life that you're responsible for. And so initially, I mean, I think all of us go, no, I can handle that. I'm going to be fine. I'll juggle the balls, you know, up in the air. And as time goes by, what starts to happen is, you know, as a caregiver, you're not sleeping as much. It starts to affect your, if you're still working, it starts to affect the time and your productivity at your job. Maybe your loved one did not plan on any of this elder care, so now you're using your retirement fund to pay for their care. It's affecting your relationship with, you know, your immediate family. A lot of people still have kids at home, and so it means there's less time spent, quality time spent with them or a spouse. So it ends up affecting every single part of your life. And the longer you do this, the more it affects. And it's not until you kind of get deep in the middle of the quicksand of caregiving that you suddenly realize, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can get out of this. And that was kind of what happened to me. I literally almost killed myself as the non-paid family caregiver of elderly mom, elderly dad, and dear elderly Uncle Earl for 12 years of my adult life.
Wow. Tell us more about your personal relationship to caregiving, Carol, and how do you survive it, and how familiar with the various vintages of red wine have you become?
I know a lot about red wine, Derek, and many friends have told me I should be, I should have become a sommelier or something, because you know so much about red wine. Why is that? I said, it's because I was a caregiver for 12 years. And the other thing that kept me afloat, I believe, is that I have a really good sense of humor. So occasionally I would just have to step back from my three old people, as I fondly referred to them, but I would have to just step back from all the crazy situations and all the funny conversations and all the just insanity of it all and just laugh, because if I didn't, I was going to cry. And that was, you know, that was the stuff that really kept me going. In fact, in my book, one of my tips is that you have to keep laughing. And I tell caregivers, you know, if you have to resort to, emergency clown noses and rubber chickens, go for it. Because if it's something that makes you laugh, that's going to keep you hanging in there because you can get through this.
Yeah, even with the unpaid side of the medical establishment of the United States, apparently laughter is the best medicine. What other important things are there for a caregiver to do to take care of themselves? Aside from keeping a sense of humor, what else do you think is really essential?
Well, I always, my very first tip in my book is take good care of yourself first. And I use the reference of, when you're on an airplane flight and the flight attendant says, put your oxygen on first before assisting those around you. And it's kind of silly, but the whole idea of that is if you're up in the air and there's an emergency and suddenly there's no air on the plane, you better put your oxygen on first before you are assisting the child or the elderly loved one that's with you.
Right.
And it's the same way in caregiving. If you if you actually don't consider yourself first, you're not going to be in good shape to care for them. So that's huge. The other thing I always try to suggest is time management. If you can compartmentalize the time you're spending to care for them so that you can better fit it into your life, it means that there's just that much more time for you. And anytime you can get more time for you, and I suggest things like, you know, getting a monthly massage, getting a pedicure. The other thing I suggest is making sure you get lots and lots of hugs and love from other people around you, but also give your loved ones hugs too, because, you know, they're getting kind of old, they're getting kind of crusty, they're not very happy anymore, and, you know, just a good old big giant bear hug sometimes will get them through the day, and it also helps you feel better too.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll be back in a moment with Carol Care. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
We're speaking with Carol Core. She's the president and founder of Carol Care and the author of 50 Sanity-Saving Tips for Caregivers. A lot of folks, just financially, aren't in a great position to be able to be caregivers, and yet this is thrust upon them regardless of financial ability. Are there any resources that they can avail themselves of that they might not necessarily know about?
Well, there's a lot of things that happen, and that's the other problem is you get in the middle of caregiving and all of a sudden there's all this other stuff you need to know. And that's one of the reasons I started my company, is that hopefully it's a place where people can go and get information in one location. But certainly if they don't have a lot of resources, the earlier you make a plan, the earlier, if you start to see that your loved one maybe is failing, but you really technically are just sort of on the fringes of being a caregiver, making a plan ahead of time, sitting down with them in a lighthearted moment and really trying to talk with them about what is going to be our long-term plan here for you so that we can take good care of you and make sure we have the resources to do it. The other thing is that, you know, we have a system called Medicaid. And there's certainly things that you need to do to qualify for that. But if you plan far enough in advance, you can actually preserve some of your assets and still have use of Medicaid. And a lot of people don't realize that. A good financial planner, an elder care lawyer, those are all people that can really help you through that process and set up yours and your loved ones' financial lives so that you get the kind of the biggest bang for your buck.
I know that my wife and I, who care for our disabled daughter, have availed ourselves of respite care on various levels. Is there any sort of similar program that is available for those caring for the elderly as well?
Well, there is. What I always suggest to people is, you know, they hear the word hospice and they think death. They think mom and dad are going to die a week from Thursday. And hospice really, you can, you know, with your doctor's approval, with your loved one's doctor's approval, you can get have them using hospice for 2.5, even 3 years prior to their passing. And hospice offers a respite program that really is free of charge and helps them, you know, helps you get away, helps you take those last-minute deals, you know, to Viva Las Vegas or something.
Which is, as frivolous as it might sound, is actually really important when you're in the middle of months on end of making sure that all the medications get taken care of and all the dietary needs to get taken care of and all the toilet needs get taken care of. So, I mean, people may have this vision, oh, that someone's just trying to get away and have a good time, but this is a brief oasis of sanity in surrounding weeks and months filled with a lot of focused and concentrated work. So, as you say, if you haven't lived it yourself, it's sometimes difficult to realize what an intense process it is and how much you really desperately need those moments of relief from that. And anyone who is a caregiver who's gone through that experience, it's something that needs embellishment, if at all possible. And I'm very glad to hear that there are finally some lawmakers who have experienced this themselves and are promoting this on a national level. Again, we're speaking with Carol Kaur. She is the founder and president of Carol Care and the author of 50 Sanity Saving Tips for Caregivers. Is there any effort on a national level? You mentioned or alluded to certain efforts legislatively. Is there anything out there that we should be aware of that is currently pending?
Nothing specifically that I can speak to, but I know that recently I have seen a few reports that I think there's currently 4 legislators and on both sides of the aisle, which is very exciting, who are stepping up and saying, you know, these are people that need help. These are people that do need relief. These people are literally killing themselves to keep their loved ones alive. And so they are stepping up and at least attempting the start of, advocacy for caregivers. And so I think it's kind of a new thing, Derek. I think, it's just now starting to bubble to the surface, but it's becoming bigger and bigger because baby boomers are getting older. And boomers, won't take this lying down. They will want services. They will want to make sure that they have, they have access and that their caregivers are taken care of. So I think we're going to see a big shift as the years go by here.
Describe what you do at Carol Care, and you can find out more at carolcare.net. How do you help caregivers through your company?
Well, my daughter made me promise that after my third loved one passed away that I would never actually truly be a one-on-one caregiver any longer. She said, you've done your part. Mm-hmm. So I started Carol Care to help other caregivers kind of wade through all of the information, because suddenly there's a lot of things you need to know, Medicare versus Medicaid, what's a DNR, what is power of attorney versus personal representative. And so my website is really a lot of resources for both caregivers on how they can take better care of themselves, as well as ways that things that they can be doing that and information that they need to take better care of their loved ones. It started out there, And then I also do speaking around the country about how caregivers can better care for themselves. I talk about the entire senior market, where we're going with all of this. I offer one-on-one consulting with caregivers. So if caregivers need to be talked off the cliff, they can sign up and do consulting with me, and we talk weekly, and we help them literally through the process of caregiving. And then I also do family consulting, where I literally try to meet with all the family members and really talk about what's going on and what is the dynamic. Because a lot of times there's one, even though there's a lot of siblings, there's really one person that sort of rises to the surface as the main caregiver in a family.
Well, thank you so much for doing that and providing that service. It really is an important thing to do. And as you say, given the generation that is coming of that age, it's going to be more essential than ever to have more and more folks like you. Now, Carol, given the importance of humor in keeping your mental equilibrium, what is the best joke or humorous story that you know about being a caregiver?
Oh, my gosh. I can just think of times when, like the time my mother wanted a call waiting on her phone, and I got it set up for her, and every time I'd come to her house, which is every couple of days, she'd say to me, "That thing keeps blinking green. I don't understand. It keeps blinking green, and no one's called. Mom, somebody had to have called if it's green." No, they didn't call. It was here the whole time. And then, of course, we'd listen, and, you know, four or five people would call. Well, who are those people? How could they call? It was here all the time. Finally, we did this for about 2 months back and forth, and I just said, "You know, I walked in one day, and I just went directly to the little machine. I pulled the plug on it. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "You're not allowed to have this anymore." And because it was driving me crazy. So I said, "You know what? If you're here all the time, you don't need call wait. You don't need a messaging system." So one of the many crazy stories, but, you know, they're adorable. My next book is called Losing Our Minds, because Dad had Alzheimer's, Mom had dementia, and I was just losing my mind as a caregiver. So you just have to, I think you just always have to kind of look at the funny side of life, because it gets you through no matter what.
Yeah, sometimes you have to just cut the cord on insanity and make a decision that that you can laugh about in retrospect, but ultimately preserves your sanity, preserves your mental health, and preserves your ability to keep doing what you're doing. Carol Kaur, she's the president and founder of Carol Care and the author of 50 Sanity Saving Tips for Caregivers. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Derek. I really appreciate it.
That's all the time we have on Now It's the News this week. Now It's the News was created and produced by yours truly, Derek Blair. Follow us on Twitter at Now It's the News. Visit us at nowitsthenews.com. And until next week, I'm Derek Blair.
Happy Train!
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our
a team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The battle continues between President Trump and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
You think Nancy's the same as she was? She's not. Maybe we can all say that.
As to how this whole dust-up began, the president says,
did you hear what she said about me long before I went after her? Did you hear? She made horrible statements. She knows they're not true. She said terrible things. So I just responded in kind.
Disaster victims in Florida, Texas, Puerto Rico, California, and a bunch of other locations will be waiting a few days longer for Congress to pass an overdue relief bill. That's after Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas stood up and objected to the House's effort to pass the bill by unanimous consent Friday. It looks like now the earliest that bill will be passed is June. At least 8 people are hurt after a nail bomb explosion in the French city of Lyon on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Don't look for another summit between President Trump and North Korea's leader anytime soon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
North Korea now says nuclear negotiations with the United States will never resume unless the Trump administration changes its demand for unilateral disarmament. A foreign ministry spokesman accusing the U.S. of deliberately causing the collapse of February's nuclear summit between President Trump and leader Kim Jong-un by making impossible demands. U.S. officials had said the meeting broke down because of North Korea's demands for sanctions relief in exchange for gradual disarmament. Kim has now given the U.S. until the end of the year to come up with mutually acceptable terms. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 3 billion Facebook accounts have been deleted over the past 6 months. That's according to the company's latest enforcement report. The report also reveals that there were 7 million posts removed for hate speech. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum held a press conference on Friday to provide an update on the flooding along the Arkansas River. The mayor thanked the workers who built a new levee behind a levee that had already begun leaking.
Late yesterday, we started to see leakage in a levee in West Tulsa near the Garden City neighborhood. And I want to give a deep sense of gratitude and thanks to the team at Crossland Construction, who came out and spent all night building a new levee behind the old one that was leaking.
Folks in Tulsa are still on edge, though, as storms continue with more rain and flooding possible. A Colorado rancher accused of killing his fiancée last Thanksgiving is pleading not guilty. District Attorney Dan May says he hasn't decided whether the office will pursue the death penalty against Patrick Frazee for the murder of Kelsey Barrett.
By Colorado law, once the defendant pleads not guilty, we have 9 weeks to decide whether we'll seek the death penalty or not. And so that's something by Colorado law that will be decided over the next 9 weeks.
May believes the entire trial will last for 3 weeks, starting on October 28th.
That's the entire length of the trial, from picking a jury on to closing arguments. You can get delays. We noticed, for instance, there's one holiday in there. Certainly it's in October, November. We all know what that means in Colorado, but we hope that that will be a sufficient amount of time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.